This is the Bold and Inspired Leaders Podcast. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Amber. We're having conversations with people who make bold moves and lead inspired lives. Our hope is that these conversations spark something in us and in you.
Let's get started.
We recently had the opportunity to attend Money 2020, the event where the brightest minds in fintech, banking, payments, and innovation came together to shape the future of finance. It was incredible to see so many exciting breakthroughs in technology, and even more inspiring to hear directly from the founders and creators who are pushing the limits of what's possible. In this episode, we're bringing you a compilation of those conversations, the raw, honest, and sometimes surprising takes on AI's role in fintech, in business, and in life. So sit back, listen in, and hear what the future sounds like straight from the floor of Money 2020.
A lot of people in this industry are scared, not ready for AI. What would you tell them?
I think AI, you know, if you look at AI, obviously it's a great buzzword, everybody's towards it, but it's absolutely real. Mm-hmm. We see a tremendous level of interest and adoption for it. But if you talk to the big enterprises, and especially the ones that have under government control, they have compliance requirements, regulatory compliance, like a bank on healthcare, it's really scary. Mm-hmm. How do you open up AI in healthcare without, violating policies and HIPAA rules? How do you do it in financial services without breaking, anti-money laundering or know your customer? You know, all of those things have to come into play. Mm-hmm. And that really compounds AI. It's way beyond kind of a ChatGPT world. Everybody's used to that.
Yes.
And that's awesome. The world changer. But when you talk about an enterprise and running a business, it becomes a very different value proposition.
Yes, it's coming ready, whether you're ready for it or not.
It's coming, and you have to have capabilities and technology that addresses it. The biggest thing for us is our focus on what we call the semantic layer.
Okay.
So the semantic layer in the world, we focus very much on AI.
Yes.
And as it turns out, AI requires context. The biggest thing for AI applications to work is contextual information. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that context in our world is called a semantic layer, which basically says, what am I doing? Who am I doing it with? What systems? What data elements? What are the policies? What the business rules are? And that complex web becomes a semantic layer. Without that, AI systems at scale are not going to be able to operate.
Yes.
And that's really kind of the crux of our value proposition is basically that, which is that semantic layer that powers the systems.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. So you guys have a lot to offer. Okay. AI is a huge topic right now. How has AI changed the way maybe you guys do things?
Yeah, tremendously. So we were initially utilizing some of this new technology in AI just for internal optimization, like the ability to assess and audit millions of data points at once to be able to give you a concise result configuration.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Like in our world, we utilize a model called propensity to pay, right? Mm-hmm. Which again, really fancy word for what is the probability that this individual is going to pay on their account.
Yes.
And we're using data points like what is their age? What is their location? Do they have any assets? What's their job? And so by analyzing all these data points, it can give me like a risk probability score. Mm-hmm. And that's how we prioritize. So that was the early adoption of how we're using AI.
But
to be fair, in the next 5 years, AI and even how we're referring to it today is going to go through the roof, I promise you.
We're here at Money 2020. How has this been for you? And maybe even more, what is it that you're looking for while you're here?
Yeah, so I think there's so much opportunity right now, but there's also the uncertainty element of it. So we walk in, we hear everything about stable coin, payment stable coin, crypto, tokenized deposits, AI. It's new, it's exciting, but at the same time, like, when people try to envision what it looks like in the financial landscape, we don't really know yet.
Yeah, it's so true.
And every other person at the conference is either stablecoin or wallet, crypto, AI. Like, how can all of this exist at once? So it's still new and it's a little daunting, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else has said that. But
100%. And in fact, I mean, that's really the common theme is that there are so many different new elements. So many people aren't sure exactly how they fit. how they roll out or how they can actually support an existing business. And, you know, it was so interesting. I was just listening to a speaker at one of the main stages, and they were talking about the power of AI. And it was both Chime and MasterCard, and they were talking about how they use AI in marketing. And what was super interesting about it is that the one thing that they said is that, you know, the AI tools out there today are really about the same for anyone. Right? Like anybody can get access. It doesn't matter, large or small.
I would just say that we have to try and introduce it. And yeah, I'm more on the product side. And my guidance there would be we have to introduce AI into whatever we're doing, whether it's something internal, helping our operations group, partnering externally to get more visibility into what our product is. You know, you look at cloud or ChatGPT, it's changing the way search engine optimization is going on right now, right?
Sure does.
If you want your brand to be on ChatGPT, because you know Googling something might not be around for much longer,
totally.
You need to learn how to incorporate that into a different search engine, which is your models,
that your ChatGPT. That is so true.
So I think that's where I would point them in that direction.
That's awesome.
You want your company to come up on ChatGPT.
Yeah, right. You know? And it's only going to grow. And the amount of impact on that as a search tool is only going to continue to grow and become more significant.
What do you think is the biggest misconception about using AI in finance?
I think maybe it's maybe not a huge misconception, but maybe it's like an overlooked idea, which is that I think a lot of the... You know, when people talk about AI, they kind of talk about like AGI and like agents kind of automating like the work of humans.
Yes.
I think the simplest way that AI can really like completely change a lot of things is just automating the very, very simple things, right? And so the way that you can think about it is like with bank transaction data, for example, right? This is a very large set of essentially unstructured, unexplored data. With language models, you can essentially parse all of that instantly, right? And I mean, you can imagine you're hiring like a bunch of humans to basically label each transaction, but you can basically do that at scale and cheaply because these are just robots at the end of the day. The way you can think about it is like a lot of previously intractable, unstructured data sets are suddenly tractable. And that essentially happened overnight, like in the span of a few years. And I think a lot of people are still, they still haven't understood that fact. And I think that's why there's a big opportunity right now and a lot of the data that's not being made use of.
What do you think are some big risks for this industry if they don't adapt to AI?
I think you're just going to be outcompeted in the long run, right? So I think if you're not making full use of AI, it means that you're not making full use of all the data available. And I think that just means you fall behind.
Agreed. AI has just gotten bigger. It's right. Way more well known.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't ready for AI.
Well, you know, the thing is AI is here because we as a human race are at an intellectual turning point where we are expanding. We're consuming. I mean, think about it. We have become borderless in so many concepts, right?
Yes.
Especially in the rise of AI, because more fake content will come up there and people will not know who owns what.
You are absolutely right. You heard it here first.
I don't know if the social media platforms thought this and well in advance, but they sort of quickly realized, hey, you know what? We can totally take advantage of this, right? And no one was checking the privacy policies. No one cared. But it's time for us to raise our voices. It's time for us to revolt against the current system and say, wait, hold on. My content's my content. My face is my face.
Yes.
My voice is my voice.
You don't know me.
Yeah. We believe that every time you make a post, you should A, own it. Number two, you should be able to monetize it if you want to. Mm-hmm. And number three, you should be able to pass it on. Right now, if you make a post, and this is the shocker, you make a post, the social media platform owns it.
They're not the creator.
Forever.
They're not the one who built the
forever.
Phone. Yes. I'm sure so many creators online like really resonate with everything you're saying. And I think that's a big frustration. And since we're new to this world, like you said, there isn't anything like that. So AI is a huge topic right now. I want to know your thoughts.
thoughts on AI for marketing?
For marketing, yes.
There are pros and cons.
Of course.
And I think people need to be aware of both, right? It is a great tool. It does not quite replace what human creativity can do, but it is an amazing tool for brainstorming, for getting out of a rut. And there's nothing harder than starting from an empty page, right? So at least AI helps with that, so that you're not starting writing, whether it's a blog, a white paper, or a design. At least you're not staring at the empty page, right?
Oh, true, which it can be so daunting, right? Yeah. AI, I think, is just going to be a good tool. I don't think it's going to replace jobs. I think you just need to learn how to work with it, learn how to prompt it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And it's coming whether we're ready for it or not. So that's I think true. It's time to just jump on and prepare for it.
100%. And I mean, we've all had points in our job, in our day-to-day life, where we've wished we could automate something. Mm-hmm. Here's the chance.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe don't use it to replace the things that you enjoy doing, but use it to replace the things you don't enjoy doing about your job.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of this industry, they're not ready for AI. They're worried for it. They're pushing it off. What would you say to them?
I would say that even though that sounds frightening, a lot of people are afraid of being left out or left behind if they don't adopt AI in some way. A lot of companies are struggling to figure out how they can actually adopt AI.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice thing to talk about, but actually implementing an AI solution is difficult to define. And even if you can define it, it's then difficult to turn into a usable product. And then if you can do that, it's also difficult to implement. So
exactly,
there's a lot of fear. Justifiable fear. I think people should sort of lay off of the fear, though.
Yes, because it's coming whether we're ready for it or not. Mm-hmm. There's no denying that.
No, but I think time and again, what I'm seeing is the best use for AI right now is in the service of an individual or a group with a well-defined goal or task, and to trust AI for factual information. But one data point, for example, 40% of all the information that gets fed into some of the most popular AI engines comes from Reddit. Not to disparage Reddit at all, but a lot of people wouldn't know that, you know?
Yes. So
how can you get a more reliable answer from your AI agent than you can off of Reddit?
Absolutely. Companies in this industry, they're not ready for AI yet. It scares them.
Yeah.
What would you tell them?
Definitely, this is not something which they cannot put aside on. Mm-hmm. So it is always going to be the AI, and then the bubble, it's not the bubble anymore. It is more about realizing like how soon the adoption is going to come around.
Yes.
The sooner is the better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where like that brings us the confidence also, right? And all the things, what is happening around.
Yes, yes. It's coming whether they're ready for it or not.
Or not.
So
yes.
It's better to adapt.
Yeah, it's already knocking the door.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. What is the biggest way AI is changing the finance industry?
There are multiple ways based on like what kind of a use case you are looking around.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we doing is like, so technically the document extraction. So that is one of the process where usually without AI, usually they have to go through like manual processes, doing the checks and balances.
Yes.
They can do only process like 10 applications or 20 applications, but AI is changing rapidly. So in a day, you could process like 200 applications, 300 applications, right? More than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more about extracting it and then putting all the lot of details around it. So it is changing the world.
AI isn't coming. It's already here. And companies who learn to embrace it strategically are the ones who will lead the next wave of growth. At Inspire Vibe, we see AI as a tool that amplifies what we already do best, help businesses grow through integrated strategy, sales enablement, and technology innovation. We're using AI to help our clients build smarter systems, develop prototypes faster, create websites that truly convert, and streamline the operations that use to slow teams down. This allows us to boost our clients' businesses and give our teams more time for creativity, deeper strategy, and measurable business momentum. AI doesn't replace the human side of business, it enhances it. It gives us more time to think, connect, and innovate. And that's where the magic happens. If you're curious about how AI can help you evolve your business, boost your bottom line, and scale smarter, stay tuned. We've got more insights, more conversations, and more innovation on the way. Until next time, this is Inspired Vibe, helping businesses evolve, grow, and build momentum in the age of AI.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Bold and Inspired Leaders Podcast.
Keep making bold moves and leading inspired lives. See you next time.